Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Terry Huberman allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians. Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. And Terry channels her spiritual team, affectionately known as Team Terry. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this high vibrational frequency will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday, and we have our beautiful co-hosts, Susan Schuler and Terry Huberman. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And as Terry pointed out, it is happy astrology year. New year in astrology, and we also have the beautiful equinox today, the spring equinox. So lots of awesome energy this morning. We'll just go ahead and jump right in. I'll have the girls mute themselves for me. Perfect. And we'll, there we go. Again, this is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. And you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And this morning, I would love to share with you some exciting news, I guess I should say. I have been, as many of you know, I'm going through Marie Forleo's B School and making some huge changes in my career, some big changes in my life, and I am going to be flying solo. So back to whence I came, just Metatron and I. So I've been on the air for 5 years with Archangel Metatron, 5 years. And my first year, we were on Blog Talk Radio, just me and Metatron. And then my second year, I added in co-hosts. And so for the last 4 years, we've ran with one or two co-hosts for the show. And I've been getting the nudge and feeling like it's time to move back into me and Metatron. So we are flying solo. We've got one more week with this awesome group. I'm going to miss these girls so much, so much. You've been my anchor, the light in the storm, because it hasn't always been easy. But yeah, I'm ready. I feel like I've been given my wings and I'm okay. I can fly now. So yeah, not a lot's going to change for our listeners. I won't be on Om Times anymore. You can find me on YouTube. I'll be channeling live on YouTube like I have been for the last 4 months, and we'll continue to, share this beautiful message, the beautiful platform on our Zoom channel, as well as Facebook Live. So I will be promoting the Archangel Metatron forecast over on our Heaven Sent Healing Facebook page beginning the first week in April. So many blessings to all of the people that have helped me get this far. And excited to see where this new adventure leads me, and trusting Metatron, because sometimes that's not always an easy thing to do, is to trust when you can't see that whole staircase. All right, well, Metatron's saying too many words. time to get started here. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to move my camera back so that I have some space here, and we're going to go ahead and clear out any negative energy and raise the vibration with our beautiful tincture bells. So everyone go ahead and take a nice deep breath with me here. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are joined this day by the Pleiadians. Feel their beautiful love and light that they bring into the sacred space that we create each week for you here. So allow yourself to sink back and relax and enjoy this beautiful healing and this beautiful forecast. Calling in your own spiritual team, aligning with the unique energy that is you, opening up to receiving your own specific divine guidance. As you come and gather here this day, you will find many messages that will pertain to you. You will be able to read between the lines, if you will, for your own Council of Light will be giving you their own unique messages and wisdom. Opening to the gift that you are on this planet and receiving more. We are thrilled to join you on this lovely day of your spring equinox, a time of planting and a time of cleaning. This week, your energy is best spent taking action, moving forward with your ideas, and assisting in the development of your growth. As Julie mentioned, that feeling of being given her wings. This is a time to let go of your fears and become one with your gifts. Again, opening, opening, opening that beautiful portal as you release your fears and step into your desire. Dream your biggest dream. Take a nice deep breath with us now. Feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, allowing the downloads to be received. Allowing the information to be absorbed at a deeper level. there's so much love for you here now. We hold no judgment or criticism. There is nothing that you could do wrong. You are doing everything perfectly. It is unfolding in divine and perfect order. Remember that as you move forward with your plans and execute the action that you have been inspired to take. As you take the first step toward making change in your life, the rest will be revealed. You do not need to know the end result in order to begin taking action. Follow your heart, trust your team, and expand into the beautiful gift that you have brought here to humanity to share. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and this is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. Coming up in our next segment is the beautiful Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. I am a professional psychic medium who lives in the Los Angeles area, and I do readings via Skype, on the phone, all over the world, and in person in Santa Monica where I reside. I also was a high school teacher for almost 25 years. And as I know Julie has mentioned several times, we do teach classes together. We are teaching one right now, but we've got one that will be coming up, and you can find more information about that on either of our websites. We're both kind of excited about that. Aside from the one-on-one readings, I also do small group readings, which I have one of those coming up April 14th. I am doing with another medium who's in the Los Angeles area, Jules Davis. It will be in West Los Angeles. And you can find that information on my website as well. Terry and I have a psychic fun night coming up this weekend, Saturday night in Hollywood, which we're both totally stoked about. It's the first time she and I are doing an event. I don't know, maybe she remembers how long ago it's been, but it's been a little while. And she's sort of my partner in crime, so I'm definitely looking forward to doing this. We do a little bit of mediumship. We'll do double linking. And then we do psychic fun. We do blindfolded readings. Terry does some wonderful psychometry that she'll do blindfolded. So the audience gets read, both with mediumship and psychic. So that's a lot of fun. As I said, any of this information can be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. So let me just take a few breaths, take myself off camera, and see if I can bring Jacob through to see what he has to say today, since he is who I channel, my lovely Jacob from the Akashic Records. So let me take a nice deep breath. Welcome. Welcome. We are most delighted to be with you today, dear beautiful souls, as you step into the next season of your life. Much is changing, and this is needed and very good for each of you. For as the thaw of winter melts away the cold, ready to blossom are all the new flowers that have been lying dormant for just this spectacular moment in time. So it is with your lives. You go through those darker, colder, and more barren times that clear away the old and prepare the way for all the upcoming and beautiful. Just as one who planted bulbs deep in the ground months or years before, you may not know what bloom is soon to pop or exactly how it will turn out. But the fruits of your labor will shine through when you lovingly do the work. So it is with your lives. But just as a gardener must first have a certain vision, so must you, as you begin to make the garden of your life. Be prepared while doing this to take time. Reflect and to consider what exactly it is that brings you joy and purpose. For when you allow yourself quiet times in life, in the stillness of your mind, you can best receive
the answers to these many questions. For each garden must have a plan. It is true, however, that some gardens are neoclassical, with each leaf and bloom sitting like quiet, well-organized soldiers, whereas others are wild and carefree, seeming to have no rhyme or reason. You will all plan the gardens of your life differently due to your own special creativity, but planning is a must. So be sure to see your passion, find your passion, and organize your passion before you actually begin to implement your passion. But be prepared, it will change along the way. So never grow too attached to the way you first envision it, for it is a work in progress. Gardening is toilsome work, and so is making your dreams come true. Others may walk by your garden, enviously looking on, wondering why your flowers grow so strong. Seeing not all the many days you have tilled and weeded its soil. But fear not what others see or think of your garden, or how much blood, sweat, and tears your garden may cause. For you will indeed reap what you sow. It is the law of the universe that energy creates energy. And so it will be the way with your dreams. As your blooms begin to peek their way through the soil, you will need to keep a tender eye on them, for much can go wrong before these small, tender plants take root. Think of all the unexpected storms of late frosts, hard summer rainstorms, wild winds, and other acts of nature that can tryst through your garden, even with the most careful planning and nurturing love. One just never knows. But the storms will come and go, and it will be up to you to ride these times and to plan ahead. This means covering your plants at times, but being prepared will not always save you. So you may want to plant an array of different plants, some more delicate, while others more sturdy. As the saying goes, do not place all your eggs or flowers in one basket. We warn against comparing your garden to those of other gardens you may pass. Every one of you is working for the divine spirit who sends the sun to shine on your blooms. But everyone's flowers are a unique representation of their own hopes and dreams, and each garden brings a special part of beauty and joy to the whole, for although you are separate gardens, you decorate Mother Earth. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Up next is Terry Huberman. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, guys. Hopefully you can hear me. I think I'm having some technical difficulty, but of course I would, because it's the early shadow phase of Mercury retrograde. Hi, guys. I'm Terry. Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. And just wanted to say hello. Happy astrological new year to everybody and the spring equinox. And yay, we are finally in Aries energy. Oh, thank you. I've been looking forward to that. Well, just wanted to let you know just a little bit about what I've got going on, just to kind of piggyback on Susan. Susan and I have a great, fun, awesome, fabulous upcoming demonstration of live audience readings, Psychic Fun Night in Hollywood at the Complex in Hollywood. And you can find out more information on tickets and all that fun sort of stuff if you're local to the LA or even Orange County area. You can find that information on my website, terryhuberman.com. I also do one-on-one private readings and small group readings as well. And I'm an intuitive coach and energy healer. So I also do healing sessions using the angelic realm to transmute all cellular DNA blockages in your bodies, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So that's a really, really great adjunct to any psychic and mediumship work that I do. Also, you're hearing it live here first, coming in June, are going to be property cleansing and blessings. That is right. I will go to your location. I will cleanse it and bless it. I do connect with the angelic realm doing that. And it's a really, really warm, inviting, loving experience. And I guarantee that that session that I work with you, your property, you'll be very, very happy and very pleased. So all information you can find out about any of my services or just to learn more about me, my energy healings, you can find me at my website, terryhuberman.com. I am also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Instagram, I am HypnoCutie because I'm a HypnoCutie. No, just kidding. Or am I? Anyways, it's time for me to start getting into the message here that my team is going to bring forward to you. So I'm just going to give just a moment here so that I can log into Team Terry. So stand by just a moment. Friends, How bad do you want it? Really want it? Can you taste it? Hear it? See it? Smell it? Touch it? Because that is key. That is the key. So often humans think they want something and they strategize on it. They plan and they think their way through. They buy the tools to help them build the thing that they want. However, thinking is not the key, friends. Thinking can get a human into a headspace of control and trying to control all the pieces needed to build what is wanted. And in that building process, the pieces at first may not be there. The pieces at first may not be the right size. The pieces at first may not fit together. It's at this time the humans get frustrated. It's at this time the humans get upset. It's at this time the humans get confused. They can get sad and doubt can creep in. They can ask themselves, where did the puzzle pieces go? They were all here individually, but they don't fit together now. And in an alarmed state, the humans give up. The humans spiral into a negative state where energy flow is blocked. It is the human blueprint to think through a situation, circumstance, or an outcome. There is nothing wrong with that. It is what you humans do. But it's in the realm of thinking that you forget about the energetic, unseen flow and stream of wellness. Thinking can make humans forget that you can step into that stream. And because you can't remember to step into that stream, you cannot flow in wellness. In that energetic flow of wellness, humans can calibrate energetic fields to match the vibration and frequency of the wellness flow. Upon meeting those levels and vibrational frequencies, movement happens and becomes the new normal. It's at that point you humans can begin your flow into wellness. Friends, we would like you to know that stepping into the wellness flow is where you float towards what it is you want. When you have left the flow, the momentum slows and the waves appear. And you can be taken off your course. And this happens often. And when it does, fear not. For you humans can always get back into the flow of wellness and ease. It's always there, waiting for you to dip your toes and take a plunge into. You humans may be asking yourself, how do I get into that flow of wellness right about now? Friends, we have an answer for you. Stop thinking. Stop thinking and start feeling. Humans, you are making things so complicated. As we grow into a new spiritual paradigm of a more heart-centered communication and way of being. This means that feelings must take precedence. Feelings must take center stage. And the reason is because, friends, feelings and emotions are vibrational frequencies. Feelings must be the way. Feeling an emotion, positive or negative, gives off an energetic vibrational code. What it is you humans want, have an energetic vibrational code. In order to have what it is that you want, the codes must match, friends. The codes must match. How badly do you want it? Can you feel what you're wearing while you have it? Can you feel what the outcome will be? Feel your way to what you want instead of think your way.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Terry, a psychic medium and energy healer. Feeling stuck in your life? Let me help motivate you to reach your goals. I offer remote phone and face-to-face private readings as well as group and large event sessions. Booking a reading with me will bring you hope, comfort, and closure. Find me at terryhuberman.com and on the social media channels Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to stop by my website and pick up your free meditation today at terryhuberman.com.
Everyone, we are here with you on Angel Talk Tuesday, and we're going to go. Welcome back, everyone. And we are live. We're going live right now on Facebook. So if you are with us, we'd love to have you join us. We're going to check out our Heaven Sent Healing page. We've got triple the subscribers over there. So we're looking for some action today. We're looking for some love. Come and join us over on Facebook. We are now live. It says we're live, girls. Are you ready?
Hey. Oh, yeah. We're live.
Here we are. Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us live on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Please go ahead and post your first name in that news feed, what state you're from. How can we support you today? We are taking live callers. We're taking questions in our chat room, and any questions you might have in our news feed over on Facebook, go ahead and pop those up. We will be doing live psychic readings at the end. So the last couple minutes, we usually pull one or two people from our group, and kind of keeping my eye over on Om Times too. Sometimes we've got callers that come in there. All right, girls, are you ready for spring?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think it's as much as for you. The two of us living in California, yes. It's not as dramatic. I'm sure for you living in Wisconsin, you're much more ready for spring.
Oh, my gosh. The snow is melting and we still have a foot out there, but it's less than last week.
I can't even imagine. I am no snow bunny. I'll tell you that much. You have my sympathy.
Oh, right? Yeah, I know. It's, you know, this time of year, I get a little cabin fever, and stir crazy. So if you're in Wisconsin or Minnesota or in the Midwest where you're ready for some spring, go ahead, give us a big shout out there. We would love to hear from you. We've got Allison. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. All right. So today, Metatron was trying to talk. Oh my gosh, my throat, I couldn't get a word out. And I was like, what do you do when you're in the middle of a conversation and suddenly you can't talk? And even thank goodness I had grabbed a cup of tea before we started, because even the tea wasn't helping a lot. So I, you know, just was hoping that Metatron could move through that. I was almost getting the sense that it was a really deep healing and there really didn't need to be a whole lot of words that needed to be said. Girls, help me out here, okay? Because I was like, I've never had that happen.
No, if I can share this, because I really felt strongly about this, Julie.
Yeah.
To me, when I do readings on people, my throat will sometimes get really funky. And it tells me about things that are going on with them. And as I was listening to you have such a challenging time talking, and the fact that you're now getting ready to go solo, to me, yeah, there was a definite correlation between the two of you truly stepping into who you are and who you're supposed to be, and you finding your voice. And it's like that last little piece of resistance of going, you know, but I do feel like...
Well, I know, I'm like, I don't, you know, I like having a group. I like having people around me. It's scary.
Julie, also, as a healer, what we do is we empath on behalf of other people. And right now, the energy, people are really having a hard time truly expressing their authentic self. So you were allowing that energy as a conduit of a healer, and I know because this happens to me all the time, that energy to go through you. So it was like your human body and the angelic world were kind of like going, we're not seeing eye to eye right now. But that happens. You're empathing on behalf of other people. So you're living your life purpose at that very moment.
That's so beautiful. So beautiful. And I just love your support this morning, girls. I really, really appreciate it. Was there any message that Metatron brought through that,
yes,
that
was... I got something. Did you get anything, Susan?
I did. Terry, go ahead. You go first.
Oh, okay. You know, there was... Actually, I got a few things here. I took a bunch of notes. So one of the things that was really, really lovely that Metatron said was, it's a time to let go of fear and become one with your gifts. And so to me, that really resonated with me personally because I am consistently challenging myself and not trusting myself and my gifts. So just having that reminder from an archangel, I was like, hey, mama needed to hear that. I'll tell you that much. So that really stuck with me. So yes, I did get something out of Metatron.
Oh, beautiful. Good. Susan?
Well, you know what I really liked what he said was that there's no judgment or criticism in the way that we do things. And Terry even touched on this too when she was talking about the overthinking, but that everything is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to. So there is no right, there is no wrong, there just simply is. So it's like when we release those judgments, it's like we can fully go forward and not worry and get in our heads about the way that it is going to unfold. So to me, that made me feel very good because it's nice to know that there's not one way or the other. There's just, you just go.
You just go. Right. Yeah, and Metatron talked about taking a step instead of having to see the whole staircase, and that actually goes along with what you just said, Susan, about not judging. So, you know, if you just see a step or you just take the step but you don't see the whole staircase, you don't have to create all this judgment on that. So they kind of piggybacked really nicely on that. I like that. I was like, thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and I'll have to go back and listen to it because I know that he was talking to me.
Personal
right?
message.
Right? Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But beautiful, beautiful. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Kathleen. She's joining us over on our Facebook Live. Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for stopping by and saying hello. And again, if you're just watching this on Facebook Live, we'd love it if you'd stop by and say hi. Throw us some flowers. It's the first day of spring. Woo-hoo! We love those flowers. Yeah, yeah. And go ahead and share your thoughts for the day. Where's your energy best spent this week? Metatron shared with us that we need to focus on taking action. Action. This is an active action week. So let's jump over to Jacob. Jacob was all about gardening. I loved that. I love that because, you know, we're getting ready to plant that garden, preparing, thinking about what we're going to buy and how that's going to work out for our summer. Change is good for all of you, Jacob said. Change is good for all of you. Is it time to shake it up in your life? What could you do differently? The fruits of your labor will shine through when you lovingly do the work. So Jacob paid special attention to it's not easy, that you have to do the work, and that when you do the work, when you listen to your team, when you open up and surrender, that you'll be guided. You'll absolutely be guided. And you must have a vision. Just as the gardener, you must have a vision. So take the time to reflect and consider what brings you joy and purpose, and then move forward and just do it, damn it. Do it. Terry, any thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I loved Jacob's metaphor because I'm living Jacob's metaphor as we speak. And not only that, I mean, the whole aspect of being a gardener and then gardening, it just really, just this weekend, I met a gardener and I was like, uh-oh, you know, Jacob's talking to me. I was like, okay. But he was saying that we're all gardeners. We are the gardeners of our life. So we plant seeds and they bloom, and there are times when the blooms are dormant and they have to go through their winter process, and then they come out and they bloom, and you don't necessarily know which one is going to bloom when, but you got to trust that they're there because you're doing the work. So it all comes back around to work. Mm-hmm. So you're doing the work, which is absolutely like so wonderful. And some gardens are organized and some gardens are wild and carefree. So I can see that in so many people that I know. But all gardens are planted differently, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we're the gardeners of our own lives. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That was such an amazing message. Any thoughts, Susan?
You know, it's interesting because when I lived back east and I was from Buffalo, which was a cold climate, I used to plant a lot of bulbs. And it was always, short-term memory, I always forgot what I planted. So it was like when spring came, it was always like, and what do we have here? Roll of the dice. So it kind of took me back to that. And I guess that's kind of the way that we work our own lives, is like you do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then all of a sudden things always come around and you're like, oh, I forgot I was doing that. That's right. You know, like even Terry and I doing this upcoming show, it's like we haven't done it in a while. We're like, oh, and we're right back again. You know, and it's just exciting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know one of my favorite activities to do, and it's just awesome whether you're looking for a new job or you're looking for a new partner in your life. When I was teaching, and I knew that I wasn't going to spend the rest of my life teaching, but I had no idea what I was going to do instead. And I was in that place of, I'll never be able to replace what I have, so I'm kind of stuck here. And so what I did was I sat down and I wrote out all of the things I loved about my job, and then I wrote down all other things that I wanted more to be included in my new path, in my new career. And then I just kind of blessed it and took that and surrendered, you know, God, this or more. I love Tom, this or more.
Yeah.
So put it up on a shelf. And then a few years later, when I was cleaning, I stumbled across it. And I was shocked at how many things on that list had actually come true. You know, I had left teaching, moved, opened my own business, and just the evolution of that moment of I'll never be able to replace this to, oh my gosh, this or more. I actually not only replaced that, but God brought me more.
Yeah. That's that planted.
So excited.
You gardener, you.
Right? Right? Okay. And Terry, oh my gosh, Terry was on fire this morning. Wow,
so
Terry.
What is up with them?
You were rocking it. You were rocking it. How bad do you want it, Terry? Terry's team totally started out. How bad do you want it? I mean, I just want to start singing. thinking can get you too much into your head space. Terry's team talked a lot about being human. You know, people, even though you're human, doesn't mean that you have to think like a human all the time. Terry's team really, really encouraged us to think outside the box and to stop being stuck inside a rational, logical mind. The pieces at first may not be there, or they might be the wrong size, or they might not fit together. But some, and she talked about how sometimes this can be very frustrating for us when we're trying to think ourselves through a situation. It is the realm of thinking that you forget about the energetic, unseen flow, the stream of wellness. I just loved that piece. And she said, don't make this so complicated. And I'm good at doing that.
Guilty.
We are moving into a new paradigm of heart-based relationships. So lighten up, people. How bad do you want it? Just do it. Again, that three different ways to say the same thing. Susan?
Yeah, no, that's always interesting to me, the way that we do have three different channelers here and we get the same message but done very differently. But I love how she was saying, you know, the stop thinking and start feeling your way into it, like what you were saying with the heart-centered things. And going into the flow of wellness, and she made several references about being in a river. And I do, when I think of a river, I think of a cleansing. I think of the flow. You're not fighting it, you know, and it's just, it's a beautiful kind of transition. And it takes you places, which is, of course, something that we all want. We all want to go places. But just not overthinking and having faith. And even the most spiritual of us, we still tend to think if it's to be, it's up to me. And that's really not the truth of it. It's like we've got so many other helpers. So I like the fact that she did bring that into it.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Oh, Terry, do you have any thoughts on your channeling? I'm trying to round us up a psychic question.
You know, it's just that whole thinking versus feeling things and the energetic, just kind of like the science behind it. I that's one of the things that I did notice about my particular team is that they're just very sci-fi, and they keep reminding me, at least every time that I'm channeling, that we're not just flesh and bone. I mean, we have a container that contains our soul, and we have an electromagnetic field around us that repels or attracts energy. And I'm just consistently reminded of it, which is great, because while I'm wearing my Earth suit, I'm always forgetting about it. So I'm very grateful to them for consistently reminding me that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We've got Kathleen in the chat, in our news feed over on Facebook, and she would like a card today. So we're going to go ahead and pull a card for Kathleen, and it's Kathleen Sterling Macnick. If you girls need a little bit more information on her, I'm going to grab a card from the Archangel deck this morning. And the card that comes up for you, Kathleen, is brilliant. Brilliant idea. It's from Archangel Uriel. Yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action. Oh my gosh, that's what we've been talking about today. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So absolutely, Kathleen, if you did not listen to the whole channeling, be sure to stop by my website. I'll have that posted here in about an hour. And you're really going to want to listen to the channeling today, because the message is absolutely for you. I'm seeing there's something in your life you're kind of hem-hawing about, and it's two thumbs up, time to move forward, take action, and just do it. girls and comments on that?
Yeah, actually, I see that there's a lot of stress or pressure in regards to relationships, and it's kind of like right by the ear here. And so, hi, okay.
You're
I just
still
heard
there.
The voice of God, so that's why I stopped. I was like, oh my God, a disembodied voice, it's happening. So I just feel like I want to say, just trust it and don't self-doubt the connection that you have in that relationship. Okay, so that's what I'll be able to share with you.
All right, and there's our music there. So we are going to have to close it on out today. Again, this is Julie Geigel with Susan Schuler and the awesome Terry Huberman. You've been listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. You can follow us over on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts or YouTube and subscribe. Rate and review this episode. Join us next week for our latest energy forecast on Angel Talk Tuesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.